This ticker brought to you by Lone River Ranch Water. The Cowboys holding their first training camp practice this afternoon out in Oxnard. The team had to open training camp under stricter COVID-19 protocols because they had not yet reached the 85% vaccination threshold. Head coach Mike McCarthy revealing yesterday that he didn't immediately want to get vaccinated either, but he eventually did.
Frankly, I shared my own personal experience where the facts that I was not particularly 100% on board with the vaccination, but through the relationships that we're fortunate to have in the medical community, you watched, you listened, and I think that same approach was given to our players.
When it comes to vaccines across the league, with players starting to report for camps, reports saying that more than 78% of players league-wide have had at least one vaccine, and 14 teams have at least 85% of their players vaccinated. The Big 12 athletic directors and CEOs reportedly meeting at 5 o'clock this afternoon to discuss the ongoing Texas and OU situation. This is all stemming from a Houston Chronicle report that came out yesterday that Texas and Oklahoma have reached out to the SEC about potentially joining their league. And the Texas Rangers continue to struggle. They are 1-9 in their last 10 games. Texas will wrap up their winless series in Detroit beginning here in just a few minutes. It's a 12-10 first pitch from Comerica Park. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Julie Dobbs on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Every afternoon at 4:50, it's entertainment news for you with Snake and Sturm on the Hardline on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
I'm sure in 20 years, when unfortunately you and Kelly get divorced.
Okay.
And he hooks up with a 25-year-old. You'll be thinking that same thing. Well, you know, I mean, true love comes in all different sizes.
Hey, so let me give you one that hits a little even a little harder. What about in 20 years when Anna marries a 65-year-old real estate developer?
Well, I mean, if she's in love,
that she met while bussing tables in college, and he was five martinis
in. We're going to have to play
Julie. She was a hostess. She wasn't bussing tables.
Okay.
We'll play the Julie audio.
Not a waitress, though.
Anna will never do that.
Would there be a problem with that?
You can't argue with true
love.
What
if it's true love?
This was just a random reality TV show I was talking about.
Now
if
it's
it
hit
that
show.
Close to home, I would probably ban it.
Boy, I thought you believed in true love.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
We were momentarily inspired by you, but then
all right.
You revealed
you
this.
Win. True love is dead. It doesn't exist.
Well, I saw his big self sitting behind that desk in the dressing room. And I said, you dog, I said, you came here three times and beat us every time you were in here.
NFL teams 400.
Wide receiver Michael Irvin. Play for the Dallas Cowboys.
NFL teams 2.
Defensive tackle Mean Joe Green. Played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Yvonne.
NFL team 6.
Running back Marcus Allen. Anupama.
What is Colorado Rockies?
No, sorry. Dennis or Yvonne? Who are the Los Angeles Raiders?
I look at it two ways. They either wish they were still playing, are they jealous that they're not still playing? You know, it's like, or they didn't do something when they played. They didn't accomplish that goal, so they will try to take a negative stance toward other players in any way that they can.
Now, you know, that's a good point. And do us a favor, please, because I know this guy's going to interview you soon or before the year's up. Just please remind Sean Salisbury that he wasn't that great. I mean, this guy comes on ESPN talking like he was an all-pro quarterback, and it just kind of reminded him that he wasn't that great and kind of put him in his place.
Yeah, that's true. But he's a friend of mine, so, you know,
okay.
I can't. He
went to
ESPN, he's a dear friend of mine.
Oh, okay. All right, the Cowboys and the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, this is Joe Looney of the Dallas Cowboys. I never listen to Dan and Jake on the Ticket, dude.
I can strap it on and take it off.
Right.
You know?
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray. Sit back and hang. in the Hang Zone.
Let me ask you this, now that I see the update on this story.
I've nailed my neighbor's wife.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
Mino.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
Is it octopus porn?
Blake Jones. Ooh, Blake Jones.
Back.
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
It's kind of an interesting story.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And all right. Two more. He's so McConaughey, Trey. I always think of, when I think of Trey, I think McConaughey. No, it's Trey.
Everything's new.
It is show number 348 with Dan and Jake. It's our 89th show, not in the octopus den of inequality. I want to be great. Don't know who could implore me
let's
to
great,
do
let's
so.
Be great, let's, oh. be great, let's be great. Let's be great. Let's be great. Let's be great. Let's be great.
Is
let's
Julie
be great.
On her penultimate day of not being full time? Julie's fine. She's not going to disappear.
But like with all the...
keep telling myself that.
What's the word for it? Like prestige TV shows? Isn't the penultimate episode of the season always the best one? Game of Thrones and Sopranos and Breaking Bad.
Yeah, but this won't be.
Impractical Jokers.
I'm asking. Impractical Jokers, yeah. Let's keep...
Please, let's get the penultimate show of that, because they just keep churning them out, don't they? They're just so full of funny.
If it's so good, why would you stop?
I know.
So the bar is high, is what I'm saying.
Okay,
Julie.
We're going to have a penultimate show.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
Penultimate,
I think, is actually...
Saying that. You guys didn't say that when you just said it. Why are you asking me to say it
We
that
got
way?
It wrong and then...
Yeah, we're correcting
it.
You now.
You're like Jerry and Oxnard.
Penultimate.
Go ahead and say it.
I'm good.
For the crowd.
That sounds like a weird word to say, and I think I would feel weird saying it.
Just try it. Try it on for size.
I'll slip it in later somewhere in the show where you're least expecting it.
Whoa.
Yeah, I said it.
All right. She might be going off today.
Where I'm least expecting it.
Yeah.
I think I am.
That could be anything.
Got a little eyes wide. Oh, my gosh. Didn't expect you to put that in. Okay. So we want to do a Blake nipple check.
How are we looking,
Nick? But if we're, well, I was thinking if we're going to talk Blake, we should get on Blake's biggest fan. Should we not?
Always.
Now, I'm going to call Jubb. And look at my phone right now. I want to show you this. Look at when I search Jubb.
What in tarnation?
So I have like iPhone and I have Mac and I have actually Donovan's here too. He's got a Mac. Donovan's still hanging out.
Cool. More
friends. We're signing a card. So I got the new Mac. Remember the battery?
Yeah.
Old. So like it came back and then it has me logging into iCloud and all that. So I found that, oh my gosh, all my contacts in my phone are doubled. So I turned off the iCloud thinking, okay, if I turn that off on my phone and my computer, then that will solve this problem. And then I turned it back on and all my doubled contacts are now quadrupled. So I have four contacts for everybody in my phone.
They're morphing.
Yes.
It's like Medusa,
it's like
or something.
Little rabbit contacts.
Whoa. Oh, the gremlin, I was going to think. Maybe you put water on them.
Get it? My contacts gremlins are having sex with each other, is what I'm saying. And so I have four
jobs. Anyway, again, I know you don't love hearing this, but after the last month, you have taken on the form of grandma who needs the flashing 1200 VCR.
Oh, my gosh. I called my mom this morning just to feel smart.
Log into this or log into that.
I can't do a thing.
It's falling apart over here. Now, let's see if you can make a phone call.
I know, but we're trying to have fun with Blake here, not me. We're going to call the Jubb phone, which should just have one number, right? Jubb.
Whoa! I don't think I did it well.
Now he can't dial the phone.
Oh,
information.
He needs his readers.
Yeah, it couldn't be the equipment here.
See?
Nice.
Just like your grandma. Defensive. Yeah,
lashing out.
Yeah.
We're calling George Dunham.
They just changed too much stuff.
Hello.
George Dunham, please.
This is he.
Jub! 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 Jub!
Hi, Jub.
Hi, Julie.
What's up?
If so, I was too sad to even peek my head in and say hi to you today. It's just too sad.
Okay, maybe tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Okay.
Might be kind of sad then, too.
That'll be sad then, too, but mm-hmm. I can't come to grips with it.
Did you want to ask Blake anything about his nips before we move on? Because I know you love you love talking to Blake.
Does it hurt? Still?
Bob?
Tell us.
Yeah, it still hurts. I took one of them out.
Yeah.
Why?
I approved that. She got me too deep.
Oh, really? Like you're blaming her?
She stabbed his pec muscle, and it was not going to.
She stabbed his muscle.
So it wasn't. It wouldn't like lay down. So it would just stick straight out.
Oh, how much you bench?
I don't know.
Were you benching recently?
No, I haven't done anything.
Okay.
No way.
It hurts,
but it still hurts, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
I wonder if he could even go to L.A. if we were even going to take him, because he couldn't get through the metal detector, right?
Yeah, that and possible other restrictions. But
blood test him, too. But
anyways, has your wife put her mouth on it yet?
No, not yet. Saving that for this weekend.
Try it. If you're going to have this thing, you might as well see if it feels a little...
Yeah. A Saturday night kind
of thing. Have her gargle with peroxide, and then it could be just kind of taking care of all these things at once.
You want to talk to George?
Oh.
It was hard.
Excuse me, George?
I said, this show goes really hard. You guys rip people and all sorts of stuff.
Hey, so...
the wife piercings?
Actually, we have a couple other hangers-on here as well. It looks like Donovan and Soroy are still here from the 10 to Noon show. I wanted to ask everybody here, has anyone here gotten an odd email in the last day or two?
No, I haven't.
Mm.
George?
What do you mean odd?
I don't know. Just something out of the ordinary.
Oh, you jerk. You guys are such jerks. Jerk.
See, I thought there was a chance he would already know when we called him and it wouldn't play as well, but he didn't, and it was perfect.
Why, you guys are jerks.
So yesterday... Who did you get an email from?
Well, a lot of people.
What's the one you're thinking of right now?
Norm.
I sit where Norm sits in the studio. And now Jake can make fun of me for being an old man who doesn't understand technology, which is true in most rooms. But if I'm in a room with Norm...
Geek Squad.
I am, I'm the Apple Store employee. I'm the guy who understands technology way better because Norm left his email open yesterday. And I'm also a good friend. I wouldn't really do anything too terrible on there.
Got a bunch of unders. He's like, whoa. I know that's not me.
But we decided to send George an email and see if he'd bite.
I kind of did. I didn't respond, but I talked to a couple of fellow employees today about the email that I received.
Like, I think they're in studio with us. So here's what we wrote, and they helped.
Hey, Moose.
We helped pen this because we wanted to write it in Norm's voice.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody in the room here was working hard on this. Jake had to search his old emails to see emails from Norm. How does he write them? So we put, this is to George Dunham. Subject line, a favor to ask.
Which is, that is perfect.
George.
Yeah, you had me right there.
It turns out that Mary will not be coming to the Nard with me this year. ... He likes to call Oxnard the Nard. He tried to work that real hard one year, but nobody really picked up on it. ... That's a Norm thing too, right?
Ellipses. Right.
So I find myself in a bit of a jam regarding getting to camp from the airport. The Catman says that Killer is unavailable to pick me up. So I was wondering if you might be able to grab me from LAX on Sunday evening. My flight lands at 6:15 Pacific time. Let's talk at the station before the mix tomorrow. Thanks, buddy. Cheers.
Yeah.
Norm.
All the notes. Catman.
So legit.
You could ghostwrite. We could ghostwrite.
And then we were arguing about, should we say it's a 4 o'clock landing time? Or, you know, Donovan wanted to go with like 8 o'clock. And I thought that would just be too ridiculous. We've never asked the morning show host if I was landing at 10 o'clock Texas time to pick me up. But so we kind of argued this back and forth and landed right in the middle. Thought 6:15, that seems realistic.
Perfect. Yeah. It was so believable. It's like the first thing that I read to Craig this morning when we got in. I said, listen to this.
And what did he say?
And then when I saw the two knuckleheads that work, the other knuckleheads that work 10 to noon today, I cornered Donnie and Mike and said, you'll believe the email I got yesterday.
Dude, we did so good. Just lock it down. No
y'all
face.
Did great. Yeah.
What did he say?
No, George.
The funniest thing was, okay, so the email says we're going to discuss it in the mix, right? So Norm walks in before Mike and I. So when George is walking out, the big heavy studio door we have that takes a while to close, George is forcing it closed so he can talk about Norm quicker. Like he's pulling the door closed. He turns around and says, you won't believe the email I got from Norm.
Believe this flipping email. We're like, what?
So flipping.
He's going down the details of the email. We're going, no way, really? Have you said anything to him?
No.
He's like, no, that's why I'm out here. I don't want to talk to him about it.
Like, that's a 2.5-hour trip.
Because I ended up saying, all right, yeah, I guess. But I just wanted to put it off as long. And I thought it was weird that Norm didn't bring it up. And then I heard Killer go in and say that he was going to pick him up. He's, Killer, can we just go straight to,
man.
I didn't know that
Killer
happened.
Ruined.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. I still thought that, okay, I still thought the email was...
Yeah, Catman said Killer real. Wasn't available. So maybe they're mixed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cat hadn't told Killer yet about his schedule.
About his availability.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I still didn't know it was you idiots.
Did the boys have good poker face? Did they... They didn't give it away at
great.
All?
Yes, totally great. In fact, it caused so much emotional damage with me because I'm worried about it since I got it. And then all the way home, I'm like, wait, so why did Killer, did Norm never know that Killer was going to pick him up? And but I, at the same time, I thought, well, yeah, he still may bring it up. Maybe I'm the second choice in case Killer can't make it. So, yeah. You had me until 5 minutes ago.
And this is kind of sad, but the reason George is the perfect person to send this to is because he eventually would have relented and done it. Like,
because he's nice.
It's feasible that having to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning the next day, he would have done it.
And I asked him
that's
that.
That's why he's
like,
a mark.
I'm like, did he send it to all three of you guys? He's like, no, because they would have said no immediately. You just sent it to me.
Man, that is so good. So how do you... So then did you just scrub the email? So or Norm never checks his
He's not checking his sent folder. We were confident in that.
Right, right. He has no
idea. I thought about deleting it from the sent, and then these guys are like, he won't look in the sent folder.
No idea.
Don't worry about it.
And I was hoping that George would mention it to Norm during the mix for Norm to have this confused look. But when we walked in, George was he had his back to Norm.
Yeah.
He didn't want to talk to him about it so badly that he's in the chair Sarah's in right now.
He's basically hiding under the table.
Back turned to him so they wouldn't have a conversation. It was so great.
Yeah, the prank worked because, it got me to talk to Mike and Donnie and hushed tones and everything.
His head whipped around. Yeah. The hair was flying. He's like, flip and believe this?
Well, what good news then?
No.
Yeah. Your Sunday evening is free.
A weight lifted. Yeah.
Want to go get some tacos?
Man, yeah. You know a good place?
I'll go to the second best place I know, because I'm not allowed to go to the first best.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Yeah, it's a long story.
We're trying to come up with a way he can absolve himself of this and get out of it.
Go pick up Norm from LAX?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if I did that. I just won't eat tacos. I'm not doing it. I'm like Junior and Gordo. You wouldn't even ask me. That's why you have to be unapproachable. You got to be a big jerk sometimes, you know?
When is the burrito challenge?
Let's do it Sunday night.
Two of them?
We're not doing it on the air?
Well, we'll record it.
Okay. You think you can eat two, Jeb? Or you just want to watch Jake?
Anymore. I just want to watch Jake.
That's a young man's game.
I've never had, they look huge. I've never had one of those. I always go tacos.
Yeah, they're giant. Jake's eyes are too big for his stomach, but we've seen that before. Let's let him do it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's let him do it.
I'm going to enjoy it, too.
We should
How
do it right
you?
Before surfing lessons.
Right after.
No, before.
No, right
so you
after.
You can puke it up.
Right after. I'm not going to chum the waters for sharks with shrimp and fish.
Put the fish right back in the sea where they belong. All right, Jeb.
Hey, let's do that. Let's get Jake on an inner tube and dangle some bait from it, just like they're doing Jackass.
Yes. Tuna heads dangling behind him in the water.
An inner tube.
All right, I can't wait to see you.
You too. You make me laugh.
All right, I love you.
All right, love you.
See
you. You guys are funny.
There goes George Dunham. Thanks, guys.
Well done.
Good time.
Well
funny.
Done, everyone.
Funny.
After this, we're going to call Japan. How about that? Live on the air. Yeah. A strong